This is Dakota Datebook for January 21st. If you look at the ingredients in some foods, especially candy, you might spot blue number 2 on the list. While natural red dye comes from bugs, blue number 2 has a different origin. It was first extracted from coal, specifically lignite coal, which is commonly found in the western portion of North Dakota. In 1925, A.G. Leonard, the first state geologist of North Dakota, led the first statewide survey of the state's coal beds. He was assisted by geologists Leonard Dove and H.N. Eaton. Leonard announced their findings a year later, estimating that there were 516 billion tons of coal in the western part of the state. He acknowledged that this estimate was low since they didn't have access to the deeper deposits. In later years, the estimate grew to over 600 billion tons. Coal is typically associated with heating, but many other useful products come from it. On this date, in 1926, the Bismarck Tribune reported on a talk given by geologist Leonard Dove to the University of North Dakota Science Club. He shared that in 1919, he was given a pint of brownish-black gelatinous material to test. Dove discovered it came from lignite coal, and upon further investigation, found that it had dye properties valuable for commercial use. While he was correct, it's unlikely that Dove realized just how useful the compound would become. Methylene blue, as it is now known, has far more applications than Dove could have imagined. Still used as a dye, it is also valuable in the medical field, treating conditions like cyanide poisoning and septic shock. Additionally, it is used to test milk and water. The early geologists of North Dakota made significant strides in developing the state's natural resources. Deposits of oxidized lignite found in western North Dakota are now called Leonardite, named in honor of the state's first state geologist. While Leonard Dove's name isn't widely recognized, he deserves credit for understanding that lignite coal has many uses beyond heating. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.